Radio.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia.
Oh, thank goodness for half-price Easter treats and chocolate. Sonia, how would you describe the smell right now in the studio?
Gross.
Okay, I can't.
Not for you?
No. I can't do it. Anytime I smell Peeps, they taste like plastic and sugar to me.
Aren't they actually just plastic and sugar?
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. And I just, there's something about it that I just can't stand the smell. And it makes my teeth hurt as soon as I smell them.
Well, thankfully for you, Sonia, you're just going to be the contestant in this game. Where we're going to play the Chubby Bunny contest.
Oh, dear. Great.
So producer Jordan, with a box of Peeps in front of him, and start loading them up in your mouth. Okay. Let's see how many of those you can fit in. I'm going to give you a mystery phrase, and we're going to see if Sonia can figure out what you're trying to say. Now, how many are we up to now?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what is that? 2, 3?
Mm-hmm.
4.
Oh, my God.
Four.
I have a small mouth.
Oh, God. That is pretty disgusting. Ew. Okay, I cannot handle people with their mouth full talking. I can't handle the sound of people chewing. And this is, oh, my God, this is disgusting. There is saliva coming down the side of his mouth. Oh my God.
Of all the things that has been said by producer Jordan in the past, I don't know why, but I have a small mouth is right up there. How many are we up to now? How many Peeps are we up to? Can you hold
ew!
Up the number?
Just ew!
Use your fingers. Use your fingers. How many?
3, 4.
Four. That's
four.
It?
4.
That's...
You've got the bunny ears hanging out of your mouth. Ew, this is so disgusting.
A mystery phrase. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sonny's going to try to guess. She's going to try to guess what you were saying.
He can't even say yes or no right now. How is he going to say a mystery phrase? He's just like, ma, ha, 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 ha.
Pretty stupid.
What? That was nothing. You didn't even say anything. All done.
All fun.
Boss barn. Bulk barn. Bubble barn. Why are you yelling at me? I don't know what you're saying. Basketball.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we are doing the Chubby Bunny Challenge since Easter treats are half price. Producer Jordan currently has 4 Peeps in his mouth. Now,
this is disgusting.
He's trying to give a mystery phrase to Sonia. We'll give it one more try.
Both
bunnies farted. And one of them pooped their pants.
All right. Why don't you take it out, and then what do you say the mystery phrase?
You're crying.
This is disgusting. I have drool all down my face.
Yes, I know.
Do you want to see what I'm nasty?
No!
Don't show us. Don't show us what was in your mouth. And what was the mystery phrase?
Ghostbusters 2 is one of the most underrated movies of all time, which I did not want to say, and that's why I was angry.
That is not what you said. Yes, you said something first about basketball.
No.
Then about bunnies.
Oh. Farting bunnies, I believe.
The farting bunnies. Oh.
Oh. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay?
Thanks for asking.
Wake the fun up.
Wake up. Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Okay, we're going to uncover some grocery store truths here.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if, producer Jordan, you can verify these secrets that people are sharing online. Because every once in a while you come across an article and you go like, okay, well, you know, is this actually true?
This isn't going to get me in trouble, right? Like, it's not going to be anything.
You don't work there anymore. What does it matter anyway?
I don't know. Maybe they could come after you.
No. Psh, you're
okay.
Good.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so let's begin. This is an article from BuzzFeed where people who worked at grocery stores have admitted to certain things. Like, okay. For example, the only thing that washes a shopping cart is rain. Oh. And they never get clean. Is that true or false?
I remember us having a pressure washer for out back where the garbage was, but I don't think the buggy... Oh, maybe the buggy sometimes. But yeah, mostly rain, with the exception of possibly a rare cleaning here or there.
Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I kind of always assumed, and that's why, you know, those hand wipes in the beginning, or if you have your own, like, those are...
Oh, definitely do the Lysol wipe, yes.
Yeah, especially if you got
I've
kids.
I've never, yeah, I was like, I've never used a wipe on anything.
Oh, you should. Especially the baskets, the handheld
baskets. Oh,
I only ever use a basket.
Oh, and you put your food into that. Have you looked at the bottom of those baskets? Mmm.
Did you ever do the produce, Producer Jordan?
Oh, yes, I did.
There was a secret about grocery stores that apparently often with the banana boxes, giant spiders come out of them. Is that true?
Oh, sometimes. There's bugs sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's natural.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Nature's gross.
Nature is gross.
Just swat them away.
This person says they worked at a Night Stalker, as a Night Stalker, and one of the most stolen things was meat. Can you verify that? Is that true? People steal meat?
I never worked at night, but I did witness one time, it was over the holidays actually, some people had this buggy full of like meat stuffed on the bottom, like probably hundreds and hundreds. They just shoved anything they could in there. They put poinsettias on top, and they were like bouncing through the store. The buggy was so heavy, it was dumping down snow outside, and they tried to book it. We're not allowed to chase them, so they just went through the snow, dashing through the snow with their buggy full of
meat. With their meat full of slay.
It was weird.
Oh, my God. So I heard that meat and cheese was the other thing that gets stolen the most.
Yeah.
Because they can be resold at high prices.
And they are very, like, valuable items in a grocery store.
Makes sense. I mean, the only other thing would probably be a vacuum, but that's not so hard to, like, steal.
Hard to put a vacuum down your pants, you know what I'm talking about? The conveyor belt. How often was the conveyor belt cleaned when you were working in the grocery store, Producer Jordan?
Often, right?
They wipe it.
Okay.
I've never seen it clean, though. Like, I know they had, like, wipes and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it. But I've also been places where I've seen, like, the kale go in and then come out the other end.
Yeah.
The one lone leaf that makes its revolution around, right? You're like, oh, dear. Okay, and one more grocery store truth from online. Tell me if this is true or not, Producer Jordan. Stores will often play nostalgic music in hopes it'll make customers think of better times.
Oh. Well, where I worked, they played the satellite radio that played, I feel like, the same 10 songs over and over again, which was so annoying, and it just made me want to leave, and I worked there.
Okay.
I was getting paid.
Well, they got
there.
Their wish.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Sonia, I know you love a good online deal.
Oh, 100%.
I think this is a really good deal, considering what it probably goes for. There's an online auction right now. I sent you the link.
Okay.
Producer Jordan, I sent you the link as well, so feel free to open that up right now.
Can I click on it?
Yes, go for it.
Okay.
Clicking.
You can own that.
It is the House Sound Queen.
That's right. You can own a fairy.
Whoa.
Oh.
So the BC Fairies, they're retiring it later this spring, so they're selling it in this online auction. Starting bid was $5,000. There's a few days left in this auction. Currently, it's a steal for $61,500. Come on, you can have a whole fairy for that. Now, what would you do with the decommissioned fairy?
Nothing.
What would anyone do with the fairy? Like, who's buying? I guess, is this other like cities? Is this places around the world? Is it just someone who's looking to open up their own Airbnb?
Ship to be used for ongoing sailing or trade. Vessel is currently in operation, so chances are we've been on this one.
Yeah, the, what's it called again?
House Sound Queen.
Yep. Just looking at all the photographs of it now.
It's been around since 1964. It had a refit that was to the value of $3 million just a few years ago. So, I mean, again, $3 million worth of renovations in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And now, $61,500. That's a steal, man.
Are you trying to borrow money from us? What are you doing right now? Are you pitching
a
loan?
You want to go on in this?
No.
It's 300 passengers, 52 vehicles you can fit on
you
this
You don't
thing.
Even know that many people.
Yeah, and where are we going
Doesn't
with
matter.
This?
Doesn't matter. Can you imagine what you would do with the ferry?
Where are we
Nothing.
Going with it?
Yeah, we're having a hard time imagining it. That's why we have all these questions.
Where
for
are
you.
We parking this? How much does that cost, first of all?
Yeah.
Just a whole Coal Harbor. You know, just
outside. Do you know how much that costs?
I mean, with the money you saved there, $61,500 from a, million.
You know what? I could save $61,000 by not buying it in the first place.
Business plan here. What we needed was to have this ferry this past weekend. We could have taken it out to Tawasin, had some, like,
Yes, for overflow.
Yes, and we could have had people drive onto the beach onto this ferry to bypass the lineup.
Again, you know, it's still currently in use, but you're right, especially since there was a four sailing wait, even for people who had reservations for, you know, Good Friday.
Because they couldn't even get through with the traffic. Yeah, it
was
them forever.
Ridiculous. Maybe you could actually, you know how like how people own snowplows?
Yes.
You know, just so that if the city itself can't actually get around to your neighborhood, you can hire a snowplow. Maybe we could have a ferry that people can hire out from time to time if they just need a little bailing.
Totally. This is a money-making opportunity.
See? You're in.
I'll put 20 grand down. I'm in on this. Sonia.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Hey, when you're stuck in the ferry lineup,
I'm fine.
Full sailing weight.
I'm okay. I'd rather swim before get into a ferry that you guys are running.
Wake the fun up. With Kevin and Sonia. On Kiss Radio.
Sonia, I'm telling you, this is your chance to get in on the ground level of what could be a great investment. BC Ferries is selling one of their fleet ferries. So they've got the Howsound Queen. Yeah, built in 1964. I've been chatting this up with you because I think this is a great investment because currently the bid on this, $61,500 for a ferry.
Yeah.
Come on.
Steal of a deal.
See, producer Jordan says he's going to buy in on this.
Yeah.
I might even remortgage my place just so
you,
I can.
You guys, you have looked at photographs, right?
Yeah.
But it's a ferry.
We're making money here. It's not about the look, okay?
You guys, it's like, have you seen the area that they call a kitchen? Have you seen? It's basically it's just like a quick car ferry.
Yeah, but I've seen renovation shows. I watch HGTV once in a while. I'm sure you could do a quick little, like, you know, facelift.
We need to take better pictures than what they posted. It's all about the angle, okay? You have to make them believe they're getting something better than they actually are.
Yeah, add some, like, you know, quartz countertops in there, some nice, you know, quiet closing cabinet doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just remodel the thing. Think about how expensive it is here to live in the Lower Mainland. $61,500 for a place that fits 300 people or whatever it is. That's a good deal, right? You could even turn it to other business ventures as well. Text 104-56. You could use it for a paintball field on the water.
Oh my God.
Right?
And what could go wrong?
Nothing.
Somebody jumps over by accident.
Okay. All right. We put a net up or a fence or something like that. Okay. We're brainstorming ideas here.
Right.
Yes.
And you wondered what anyone would do with the decommissioned ferry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, personal use. And Denise, you know somebody who actually bought a ferry.
My stepdad's parents owned one that they had bought from the Queen Charlotte Islands. Wow. So they just lived on it. And, I mean, it had the kitchen and all the different bedrooms. And we would just go on it and go up and down the river. And
yeah, but like a ferry or like a houseboat?
Yeah, no, like a ferry.
That's all I'm saying.
But where would the bedrooms go?
They were like downstairs and then they had like some upstairs. So they had like their main floor was like all the like living room and the kitchen. And then there were bedrooms kind of scattered throughout.
So they built their own bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about all the square footage that you would have. And I mean, how much did they pay for it? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Now,
I just remember it was like the cool thing to do is to go on the ferry. And
I told you.
Okay, there is one reason only this is a terrible idea, and especially for Kevin. He gets seasick.
Oh.
He actually has to take a gravel before going on the BC ferry.
Yeah, okay, that's
I'm not talking
so
just
I.
a little dinghy. I'm talking a ferry.
Okay, okay, fair.
I feel it, Kevin, because I take the gravel too. But
yeah, so how is he going to live on one?
But the boat is so big. I mean, unless you're in the middle of the ocean and the waves are rocking you back and forth, you're going to be fine.
No, he has to take one on the way to Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 Okay. No, that's a fair point. But think of the money I'd save. I can actually
buy all the gravel you need.
All the gravel that I need. Yes, absolutely.
Like, I swear to you, if Kevin's looking out the window and there's the ocean and the waves, he's like, I'm getting sick.
But again, you know, it's a good deal. So.
Okay, wake up.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss Radio.
I better hide my credit card.
I know you love your Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Coachella wrapped up this weekend. Some notable things from the weekend. We had Will Smith joining Jaden Smith on stage for a surprise performance. Justin Bieber joining Ariana Grande for a surprise performance. Has returned to the stage for the first time in 2 years. And Kanye West holding a Sunday service for Easter Sunday. Ty Dolla $ign, 2 Chainz, Chance the Rapper, all in attendance. And the entire performance was live streamed on YouTube through like a little pinhole fisheye camera lens, which
yeah,
it was, I guess, performance art on
Kanye's
part.
Oh, okay, you didn't like I can see her face. Sorry. Yeah.
Everyone's just, it's like when you go to the door and you hear like someone's knocking at the door and you go through a little peephole and you can't really see very well. That was the whole performance.
It looked kind of cool to me. But yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. You wanted to see more of it.
And of course, Kanye West sold merch at his Sunday service. So I thought it would be a fun little opportunity to play Kanye Price is Right. So,
oh dear.
How much for the Kanye West official Sunday service t-shirt?
Ooh, okay, I'm going to go with, let's go U.S. prices, okay?
Yes.
Right? Okay, U.S. prices usually would probably be about $60 at a show for like Ariana Grande. So I'm going to say he probably thinks he's worth a little bit more,
$85. $85. Over.
What?
Over, yeah, you would have gotten a deal, Sonia. $70 for the t-shirt.
Ah.
What about the Jesus Walks / Church Socks? Socks, a pair of socks.
Oh, I'm going to say $25.
$50.
No!
$50 is what he was charging for a pair of socks.
25 for one half. 25. I meant per sock.
Okay, what about the Sunday Service at the Mountain sweatshirt or the alternate Holy Spirit sweatshirt? And that is just all in text. How much would you pay for the white version?
With or without hood?
No hood.
No hood.
Just
okay,
a sweater. Just
that's
a sweatshirt.
Extra material. It would probably cost a little bit more. I'm going to go with $90, final answer, U.S.
Oh, no. No. $165 for the white version. The brown sweatshirt Kanye West was selling for $225.
I'd say probably a little bit more.
Why? For the color difference?
Yeah, probably for the color difference. And I'm only going to say that because with a lot of his new line that he has, it's all like earth tones and things like that. So it probably goes with the rest of his merch.
I would have just bought the white one, saved all that money because it's $165 versus $225. Then I would have walked around Coachella, rolled around in the dirt a little bit, and then boom, now the shirt's brown.
Who are you kidding? You wouldn't buy it in the first place.
That's true.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
The three of us in this room are more likely to spend money on vacation than probably our parents. What's your budget usually like? If you look at your budget compared to maybe your parents' budget, ours is probably a little bit higher because we're millennials. It turns out that in our age range, 1 in 3 millennials would be willing to spend X amount of dollars on vacation.
Like this is like an average vacation. Because, you know, vacations you can do, like, on the cheap, or you can do, like, really expensive.
100%. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get a crazy deal to go to Mexico for an all-inclusive for, like, less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is, in your case, a good vacation, your dream vacation, what would you spend on yourself?
On a dream vacation?
Ooh.
Oh.
Like, say you were only going on one big vacation.
I think when my wife and I went to Europe,
yeah,
we spent probably around $6,000.
Each or?
No, for the whole thing.
Okay.
And we went for 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's below average.
Below average?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say if it's for two people, I would say $8,500.
Okay, you're closer. Oh. You're closer, but not yet.
Oh.
The average millennial will spend $5,000 or more on vacation.
Per person.
So like 10 grand?
Per person. For a couple would be 10 grand. Now, keep in mind, that's for the entire year as well. And they also say that we're more likely to take the time off, that we'll take 35 days a year to do some sort of traveling.
Well, this is not going to help you with your down payment. I'm just,
no.
You know, there's all the stories about, oh, millennials can't afford the down payment. And that's true because the, you know, the housing situation is just ridiculous right now. But I mean, if you're spending $5,000 a year on vacation, it's going to be hard to build up that nest egg.
But yeah. In this case, I guess that's the point. They're saying that it's very hard. Like $5,000 isn't going to make that much of a difference, honestly, in your down payment, really.
Oh, sure it is. Are you kidding me?
It's not as big as it does nowadays when you look at houses, right? Like they really want like $100,000 down.
It doesn't make a difference, but it helps.
It helps, but it's not going to make a huge... So you kind of think, well, am I ever going to really own a house? So you're like, I'd rather live out my vacation and be able to do things and see parts of the world that I've never had a chance to see.
So the thought is that because everything else is so unaffordable, why not live the life that you want and just go splurge on the things that you can afford, which at that point would be vacations and luxury experiences.
Exactly. It's not necessarily luxury experiences either. When you think about it, $5,000, you can still, you could see the world in that. Like, you can see a little bit. Like, you go to India, that's like almost $1,000, $2,000 a flight, depending on when you take it, what time of year. And it can be pretty expensive. And then if you're going there for 2 to 3, if you're going to India, you're probably, you got to go for at least 3 weeks, I find, in order to see all the places around there.
Yeah.
So it does add up. And you think, I want to see the, and it doesn't mean it's a luxurious sort of experience, but it's an opportunity for you to see the world. And when you do travel, you learn things that you've never learned before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's immense value in traveling. And it again, it's a spectrum, right? You could be going to Las Vegas and spending just that much money going for the high-end hotels, living up with the bottle service, and watching all the different shows that you want to watch, and then spending it all in the casinos. Or you could also go and you know, you could be staying in hostels, but at the same time, you're paying a lot for airfare, you're paying a lot for the food and the tickets or whatever it may be.
And how long you're going for as well. So, I mean, that's probably one of my biggest regrets, is that I went right into school after post-sec, like after high school, and I started to go towards my career, which worked out well. But in the end, I'm like, I wish I used more time to travel. I wish I took that year to really see the world without having the constraints of
2 weeks holiday.
Exactly. Because that's when you definitely get into a little bit of trouble there.
And I'll agree with that. I think, you know, certainly when you take a vacation like that, you travel around the world, you never regret that. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you did blow all $5,000 in Las Vegas on the slot machines.
Oh.
Then you would regret that probably.
Yeah. As we get ready for the new Avengers movie coming out, there is one man that wanted to break a record when it came to Captain Marvel. Check this out. Dude in Wisconsin broke the Guinness World Record. He watched Captain Marvel 116 times.
Holy smokes.
Like, dude, and that's all in theaters.
How much money does he have?
That's right.
How much time does he have? I want to know about this guy.
I was so worried about the cash. I was like, that is a lot of money.
So you do the math here, and what is the time? Hang on a second. I actually figured this out here. The amount of time this guy actually spent.
Because how long is the Captain Marvel movie in total? Because it's a pretty lengthy one, right?
Here we go. 12,268 minutes watching Captain Marvel.
No.
12,000.
My butt is sore just thinking about that. Holy smokes. And also, apparently this guy is known for trying to hold weird records. He currently holds the record for the fastest time to drink 1 liter of gravy. He did it in 1 minute and 12.5 seconds. He also
It was cooled down, right? Yeah.
I hope so. Oh. And he also holds the record for running a half marathon while wearing the most number of shirts on. So we know, based upon that already, that the guy's got some free time on his hands.
Why is that? Do you get paid when you break a record?
Nope. I don't think so.
You just get the title. Who wants that title?
Hold on. Coming up next on the show, the guy who wore the most shirts during a half marathon, folks. Not really like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, the gravy chugging is not going to get you any dates either.
Kiss Radio.
Today is Earth Day, and we've been hearing a lot about the ban on single-use plastics and containers. Well, it turns out that the ban on all unnecessary single-use items, like straws and takeout containers, was officially supposed to start in June. But now, city staff are recommending extending that deadline, and they're saying, let's get rid of foam cups and takeout containers until the end of the year, and then April 2020 for phasing out those plastic straws. Now, if you've gone out and about recently, you probably noticed that there isn't much of it left out there. Sure, it is still out there, but it's not as often anymore.
Yeah, certainly you're seeing a lot of companies start to transition to biodegradable containers. Mm-hmm. There's a particular place that my wife and I love to order from all the time, sushi, and they still use the styrofoam containers. So can you, like, I don't know if anyone's ever tried doing this before, but I've toyed around with the idea of, like, can I give them a reusable Tupperware to put the food in so that, can you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that before.
Oh, yeah. Just let them know when you call ahead of time. Be like, don't pack it. Just get it ready, because they still have it on a different tray before they put it into your styrofoam container or whatever it is.
Right.
So just let them know. Be like, hey, I'm going to be bringing my own dish. Can you wait for that? So then you can put it into there. I also, every single time now, I've just come to the point where I'm like, please, like, my place, thankfully, is It is not thankfully plastic, but it's plastic, so I can recycle the container from my sushi place. But we do often say now, we're like, please, no soy sauce. Please don't give me any chopsticks. Please don't give me any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because even though a lot of the stuff is compostable and you can use it again, I'd rather just not use it
in the
first place.
It still takes a lot of resources and power to go and recycle and or, you know, take care of these things. Fair enough. Actually, that's really good to know because, yeah, the styrofoam thing has been one thing that's really been bugging me. And it's not like, you know, I want to have a chat with the owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're going to be banning it soon, eventually.
Yeah. I mean, that's in Vancouver proper, though. Like, city by city, it all depends.
Yeah.
So there could be, and hopefully will be, a ripple effect.
Oh, there will be. I'm sure they're just probably trying to get rid of the current stock that they have. And then as soon as that's done, then they will probably do it. We were in Victoria over the weekend, and while we're there, they already have the ban on plastic.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So not one place that we went to had plastic bags. And it was one of the things that John and I noticed when we were there, because we're like, wow, there are no bags at all. Everyone's got their reusable bags. It was very hard to find anything plastic anywhere, which was very admirable in my eyes. Like, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And even everywhere at restaurant that we went to, if they gave us a straw, it was always a paper straw or one of those biodegradable plastic, like look like plastic, but they're not.
Yeah.
And I was pretty impressed by the change that they had. And Victoria is a very clean city. That was the first time being there in like 10 years. And I was so impressed by their recycling program and everything that they had. And I was like, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you know, with today being Earth Day, there's a lot more push on governments to make this a top level priority, you know, climate change and recycling and making sure that we have a sustainable city that we live in.
You watch, though, when your son starts going to school, because now your son's 4 years old, when he starts going to school and he comes home, they're going to learn all about recycling and it'll all just like kind of refresh your memory about all the different ways that you can save and you can reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
Because when they learn that in school, they're always like, oh, you're actually taking energy from the wall and your phone's not even plugged in. And they'll like unplug your phone charger and they'll like unplug your TV. You're like, okay.
I was watching Game of Thrones there, son. Can you get I understand you want to cut down.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia.
On Kiss Radio.
All right, that's a wrap. Another edition of Coachella in the books. And a lot of speculation every year as to what will vary between weekend number one and weekend number two. Mm-hmm. Because the performers are the same.
Yeah.
But sometimes the surprises are different. So last week there was a lot of buzz about Ariana Grande, who headlined Coachella this year. Last year, she brought out, or last weekend, she brought out Nicki Minaj. She reunited P. Diddy and Mace. And of course, NSYNC. None of that this weekend.
What?
None of that this weekend.
Oh.
She said she had no surprises. But then at the very end, she brought out one surprise.
I wasn't going to bring any guests out tonight. But my friend Justin Bieber came all the way.
And people just lose their minds. Of course, Justin Bieber showing up there. And this is a monumental occasion for Justin Bieber, who for him was the return to the stage after a couple years.
So thank you so much, Coachella. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Little technical problems there.
And, we love you so much, man. Thank you so much for coming. And by the way, album coming soon.
Album coming soon, he says. So 2 years away from the stage, Justin Bieber returns. He said that it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. That he was not planned to be there.
Do you think that's better? I think one Justin Bieber is better than four members of NSYNC, a Mace and a Diddy with a Nicki Minaj.
I don't know, man. I think when you set the bar so high from weekend number one, and you expect that maybe you will see, because we even theorized in the show last week, maybe NSYNC will be back with Justin Timberlake this time because, you know, JT was finishing his own solo tour, and he's going to be free this past week.
I'd rather see Bieber than JT.
Yeah.
But he only did one song.
Still, though, it's the star power.
Yeah, man. I'd rather see JB because, again, he hasn't been on stage for how long, and we haven't seen him perform in so long, and they'd be having the ability to see him. JT, we've seen many clips of him already, and he's been basically finishing up his tour. Most people have seen him live. If you haven't already, then you have seen him on Instagram doing his stuff live. So this was a nice little treat to be able to see him.
So if there was no Justin Bieber, how disappointed do you think people would have been yesterday?
I mean, she's still Ariana Grande.
She still is. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be still pretty pumped.
But would you not feel like, oh, man, I should have gotten tickets to weekend number one?
Look, you always want tickets to new weekend number one.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. Weekend number one is always the best weekend out of the two. That's when all the celebrities come out. That is when they bring their A game. That's when there is the, oh, my gosh, factor. You don't know who's going to be performing, when, what's going to happen. They always pull out all the stops for weekend one. Weekend two is like, well, might as well we can make a second weekend out of it. It's for the people who want it to be a little less hoopla. a little less busy, a little less Instagram. Because think about it. How many Instagram posts did you see this weekend about Coachella? Definitely not as much as the weekend before. Right. A lot of my friends were there the weekend before. So it's always all about weekend one. If you can get passes to that one, that is the one that you want to go to.
Which I imagine would be harder to get into weekend number one for that reason. And weekend number two, maybe this is just like you get the hype train going and then they increase the ticket sales for weekend number two, expecting, okay, well, there's going to be some extra surprises this time. When in reality, it is as listed on, you know, the rundown, but still a great show nonetheless. And if you weren't able to make it out to Coachella to see Ariana Grande in her $8 million performance with Coachella at weekend one and two, she's going to be in town in less than a week.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
She is gonna be here, her ponytail and all.
It's gonna be so good. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, have fun.